Hey, 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 Closet Busters, come on and gather around. It's time once again to kick down those closet doors of life. We're here to escape our BS, explore our fears, and elevate our self-expression. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, bold move expert and coming out coach, and I'm going to take you to the party, the pulpit, the wake, and back to the party of living your life uncloseted. So come on, grab hold of yourself and get ready to step out, step up, and step in to living your truth as we explore more stories, tips, and tricks for living your life uncloseted. Now let's get to the show. Hey, 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 closet dwellers and big, bold move makers. It is time once again for Life Uncloseted. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, the bold move expert and coming out coach. And as we're going into the new year, I'm just finding some really cool stories. And sometimes those stories come from, well, repeat offenders and friends who've been on the show, or from people who are doing some extraordinary stuff in their life by truly uncloseting themselves. And sometimes you just got to do what turns you on, whether that be sex or your passion, your dreams, or maybe even living kind of a gypsy life. You know, like people would go, oh my God, I can't believe this person's living this way. But you know what? It's all about being turned on, following what really, really turns you on, and finding a way to make it work for you. And I'm bringing back one of my favorite guests. She's a good friend of mine. She's a World Domination Summit gal that I met. And Natalie Bartanian and I are just going to rap today about what it's like for her now that she has totally turned herself on to living a turned on life. So welcome, girlfriend.
Thank you. I love the repeat offender part. Oh, yes. Like, yes. Yes. I will gladly take that label.
Yes, exactly. And I've been a repeat offender with you on your podcast, so I figured, yes. Oh, what the heck, this is a great way to go into the new year. So you've been just like on this interesting, cool journey of just like, well, self-discovery to some degree, but it's really about what is that thing that really cranks you, turns you on? And I know it's not just a thing, right?
Yeah, I know. I think that's the funny part is every year I'm like, okay, what is it? What is it this year? What is the edge for me? What's that place that I haven't explored yet, or the thing that I think I can't have or do? Mm-hmm. And going after it. And it's not always easy. And I think the funny part this year I'm realizing is for me, what my edges might to somebody else feel like, really, that's the thing that you're kind of scared of doing, you know? But I'm like, but it is, it's scary for me.
right. But I think that's what makes it so interesting is for some of us, the edge can feel really, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing here. For somebody else, they're like, Yella, really? What the fuck's wrong with you? Just do it, you know? And
right, just do it.
Yeah. And it's always different because, I don't know, each of us has our own little fears and phobias or can't do's or not sure we can. And then to somebody else, it's like, I can't even believe this. So what's kind of going on for you? You're living all over the place. I know you've been traveling a lot this last year. And you're kind of just following your bliss, I guess, would probably be really the thing I would use to describe what you're up to.
Yeah, and actually that was one of my words last year. Bliss was the first word. So every year I'll pick three words. This year, actually, I picked one. But bliss was one of my first words last year because of that. I've done the grinding. I've done the hustling. I've done the living my life for my family or what society thinks I should be doing. And just freedom is such a huge value of mine. And
Why is freedom so important to you? This is where Natalie goes, God damn it, Rick, why do you always ask those kind of questions, you know?
Well, I don't think anyone has asked me that question. They just shake their head like, yeah, of course, freedom is your value. I mean, spoken like a good coach, right? You're like, but why freedom?
Let me hop in here, because that is one of my words. It's been one of my words for many, many years. I don't think I change it each year, but for me, freedom is the only way I can be truly the essence of who I am. If I don't feel free, then I feel like I'm being a fraud. Mm-hmm. And that, that shows up in so many ways for me, where it's free to go, okay, today I'm going to record a podcast, or I'm going to go hop on my bike and go ride 20, 30 miles, or today I just want to have sex. I just want to have sex. That's all I want to do is have sex. And not that those are the only things that freedom represents for me, but if I don't have that sense of fluidity in my life, I guess that's really what it is. And I kind of relate those two words, fluidity and freedom. Then I get cranky. I feel stifled. I feel unproductive. And I definitely lose my creativity. And I become a real pain in the ass to live with, quite honestly. And so that's, yeah. You know, for me, freedom is about fluidity.
Yeah. And as I hear you talking about that, this is something that I realized last year, as far as, you know, if I had to think about the stand that I have for the world and the way that I wish for people to live, mm-hmm. It is in this place of feeling like I can be fully self-expressed. I think mm-hmm. that to me kind of goes hand in hand with freedom for me, to have acceptance for ourselves and each other, you know, in that place of full self-expression, but also to feel like you can live however you want, love however you want, work however you want, you know, like you get to create your life, like that freedom to create your life in a way that does work for you and turns you on. So, I mean, and there's multiple facets. I feel like that's why I love the word freedom. It's such an umbrella value for me. But if I were to look at how it would be materialized or actualized for people, it's that to be yourself and then live your life according to that truest sense of self.
And I find it interesting that that sense of self, anybody who says, I can't find myself, it's because they're not allowing themselves the freedom. They're holding themselves in some fucked up place that they think this is how I have to be. And the thing is you can't find yourself unless you say, bring it to the surface. You know, Oprah, just a few, I mean, we're recording this just days after the whole Golden Globes and Oprah speech and everything. And when she said, the greatest thing you can be is to live your truth, I just was like on my feet, like, yes, sister. Mm-hmm. But you can't get to your truth, you can't get to your freedom unless you allow yourself that space to go do it. You can't hold yourself back living, and I'm not saying you can't do it by living by the rules. There's certain rules we play by no matter what, but when we get to the rules that are so hinging and suffocating and they hold us, that's when there is no ability to really truly experience freedom and to find yourself, in my opinion.
Yeah, because are we living like robots, or are we actually living, or are we actually thriving? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other part to me about freedom. To me, is synonymous with thriving. It's with growing, it's expanding, it's learning, it's evolving, it's changing. Because we could totally be cogs in the wheel, and we could do the same things day in and day out, and it would be effective, it would be functioning, we would be fine, right? Mm-hmm. But are we thriving? Are we growing? Are we doing the things that make us happy, truly happy? And I think there is a medium, like a happy medium place. You can approach the job that you're working in from a place of freedom, mm-hmm. like freedom in yourself. We're not saying like everybody go quit your job and go chase after something. Maybe that is the thing you need to do, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's about having a better sense of self and feeling more freed up inside to speak up at your job, right? To maybe say those ideas that you think are crazy, to you know, be more of your full self at your job, right? Like there's so many ways we can play this, but the turn on is on the inside. It's not as much about the doing to me on the outside.
So how do you know when you're fully turned on? And I'm not like in the sexual thing, but it can be that too. But how does Natalie know when she's turned on?
I think so much of it for me is kind of the sensations. If I, and I base a lot of it for me on relationships too. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I'm in a place of feeling super connected, to some things. So to me, turned off is disconnected and turned on is super connected. So when I'm really connected with my friend, if I'm really connected to the work that I'm doing, if I'm really connected to this place that I'm living in, if I'm really connected to, right now I'm writing a book, how connected I am to that. Am I doing it again, like a robot? Am I just like typing out words every day, or do I really feel connected to it? And it like, and I feel that like resonance and my heart is, you know, wanting to kind of like burst out of its chest. Right. Is it, like I'm feeling really connected to my partner in this sense. So yeah, I think that's probably, wow, I'm so glad you asked this question, because it, I think to me it does come down to that. Mm-hmm. Are you connected or are you disconnected? Mm-hmm. Are you on or are you off?
Yeah, I don't think you can be turned on and not be connected. It's like, okay, I mean, let's use sex as a perfect, not just a perfect metaphor, but a perfect example of this. Yes, you can have sex, but if it's not connected, you're just having sex. There's no turn on to it whatsoever. And, you know, I know what it's like. I know people out there know what it's like. I've been in my relationship for going on 17 years, and there are those times where you're just not connected, you know? And so it's that really realizing that true connection is what brings you to the turn on. If I'm totally connected with my guest on a podcast, I'm totally up, I'm ready, I'm enjoying it. And I was joking with my last guest because, as everybody has heard, I now record in the new house. I record in our wine closet because it's the only place that's like totally soundproof.
Yeah.
If I'm not connected to the guest, then I can easily whip open a bottle of wine and start drinking. Not that I would, actually. You know, it's kind of that
thing. That might be a new series.
I know somebody said to me that day, maybe you need to start a podcast called The Wine Closet. And I'm like, yes, that would actually probably be a pretty cool one. But the connection is really the turn on. If you're not connected to what you're writing, if you're not connected to who you're coaching, if you're not connected to the job you're doing, you cannot be turned on. And I think too many people settle for a turned off life. And that's where they stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, part of
a conversation recently with a friend. I mean, he was, you know, I was talking about money and I was talking about how, you know, I'm really good at kind of getting by. I do well, you know, and I have done well for myself for years. And, you know, I'm kind of in this place of, am I ready for, and do I want an abundance of money? Because like, you know, do I want to be like the Oprah that can just help a lot of people with her money? And that's still a dream for me. And when he was kind of, you know, seeing my frustration in that and proposing, well, just get a job, Natalie, just get a job, hustle it out for a couple of years, make the money, and then go do the thing. And I get where he's coming from. I really do. And it was coming from totally a place of love, you know, where he's just like, just do it, just hustle, just, you know, grind it out. And I just sat with that and I thought, that would make me absolutely miserable. Like, for me personally, that would be such a, I would be trading in the frustration of not having money, the kind of money that I really, really want, to the frustration of feeling like a robot and feeling obligated to doing this thing. And I get it, that works. I've definitely done the bridge jobs like a number of times. But when I sat down and I looked at, but for me right now, the connection to my passion work, that value of freedom outweighs the other one. And so like, I was like, you know what? You're right. I don't want to work that hard. I don't. And that's okay for me. Okay. But you're right. I think I need to just admit that, like, what is more important to me? My value of freedom, my value of accessibility, of being able to create my day and my life and travel and do all of that. That honestly is more important to me.
But don't you think, too, that part of this, once you start to realize this is what connects me and turns me on, is starting to allow yourself to go deeper into it. We can all kind of go, okay, I think this is what turns me on. This is what I feel connected to. But then suddenly we don't give ourselves even fully to that, because there's still those little pieces of ourselves that are like, yes, but if you had a bridge job, or yes, but if you did.
And what I have found, at least in my experience of really doing what turns me on, is if I don't let myself be fully in it, it doesn't turn me on near to the degree that it could if I'm like, yes, I'm doing this. I'm going to be a podcaster and I'm going to do it every week. I'm going to do it twice a week because I love doing this. But if I'm like, okay, shit, I got to get a podcast recorded. Oh, crap, what am I going to do? You know, and I'm going to be real honest here. The reason that Natalie's jumped in here is because I had somebody cancel and I needed to get somebody to help me, you know, get a podcast off the ground. So I went to all my favorites who I knew could possibly do this. I could have come at this from a completely different angle. I could have come at it from, fuck, I got to get this done today. This got to get done. This show's got to air. And if I had come from that space, I would not be connected. I would not be in the turned on space. But when I allow myself to go, but Rick, this is what turned you on. So no matter what, even if I had ended up just recording something myself, it would have come from a turned on space because this is what I love to do. I think this is the piece that most people miss is you can do what turned you on, but don't dial it down. Let the turn on really, truly be turned up full tilt and guide you into that space of true freedom.
Yeah, and I think that is just as scary of a place for a lot of people, right? Like, what would happen if I really ramp it up, right? If I really dove in, gave myself over, like, you know, I think about this in relationships a lot. What if I totally let myself, my heart, you know, just kind of crack open and love somebody, right? Like, I could potentially get so heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could, right? But that alternative of, okay, or you can stay in this relationship and do it at half level,
yeah,
half the full potential and the possibility, what would that be like to be in that kind of a relationship where, sure, you don't experience the full heartbreak, but then you don't experience the full potential of that relationship either.
Yeah.
And all of the magic that...
We're such interesting beasts as humans because... We know what we think we know what we want, or we do know what we want, and then we either go for it or we go, but we don't go for it, you know? And it's like, I don't know what it is for each individual. I know what it is for me is if I go for it, then what? Am I going to really like this? Is it going to fail? Is it going to be too much success? I mean, it sounds like you and I may be in a very similar space right now.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm about to step into a whole new level of success this year. And I'm doing what we're talking about right now, giving myself that freedom, that connection to what that might feel like if I step into this place of being even more successful. Because that what comes with that even more success is some other stuff. To some people, it'd be like, yeah, that's totally what I want. I want to be like, you know, I want to have a couple of people working for me. I want to be, you know, yeah, I want that, but I got to get comfortable. I got to get kind of comfortable knowing that's where I'm going and release myself into that. And so it's that space of when you're connected, are you really going for the turn on or are you going for the, yeah, I want to be half turned on by this. And I think that's what trips a lot of people up. Is they don't know how really, they won't be honest with themselves about where they want to be in that turned on space. So what's been the success for you? Because so let's just kind of ramble through some of this. You kind of live a nomad life, which turned you on. At least for the time that I've known you, I've only known a little bit of time that you actually had like a really permanent place that you were living. So, and this isn't like she's living out of her car. Okay. Let's make that clear. Okay. She's living a lot of different cool places. She's kind of just going all over the place. You've experimented a lot with relationships and how you want to be in relationships from monogamy to polyamory. Mm-hmm. You're finding yourself in your own sexual being, whether it's sometimes it's heterosexual, sometimes it's not, but at this stage, bisexual. So how did you get comfortable with releasing yourself into this turned on way of being?
I know, because I'm such a recovering people pleaser, which so much of the time I was so concerned about disappointing other people. I feel like I had to constantly say, Natalie, you have permission to actually be happy, to actually live your life, because so much of my life was making sure everyone else was like taken care of and happy and okay, you know? And so much of it, I mean, still, there's still this place, I go right to this place of guilt. Mm-hmm. Anytime I think I want to do something, even right now where I'm spending more time with my family down south, but I don't want to live in LA. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of split my time and or spend more time in the Bay Area. So I even noticed that place of guilt coming in and saying, a friend literally had to remind me yesterday, but you get to choose how you live your life. You know, this is your life. You get to be happy and you get to do what you want. And I still find myself in this place of, really? I can? You know?
But don't you think, here's the thing, you said a couple of really valuable, cool things. Permission, mm-hmm. and then to remind yourself to go do it. First, yeah. The permission is huge. So many of us don't know how to give ourselves permission to do things. Yeah. And then once you do give yourself permission, it's like, okay, now go do it. It's so hard. Yeah. Because we become so dialed into, wait, somebody has to tell me it's okay, even if that person is myself. Mm-hmm. And then that next piece is, really, I can have a cookie? Okay, but should I? I'm going to reach, but this doesn't feel right yet. And I think sometimes that cookie analogy is one that I use with clients a lot. It's like, there's the plate of cookies, and you've been told you can't have them. Until somebody says, yeah, you can have a cookie, but even when you can have the cookie, our initial reaction is, really? I can have one? And even as you reach for it, it's still that uncomfortable space. So whether it's a relationship, whether it's a being able to live the kind of life you want, be on the road, live where you want to live, you know, it's amazing. And I honestly just went through this myself as we made the decision to make the move to the new house and everything. It was like, really? I get to go. I'm choosing where I want to live purely based on the kind of life I want to live. More outdoor space, being able to walk right out the door and hop on my bike and go. Being able to live in a place that, you know, I'm not battling traffic all the time. I'm choosing what I want. And even as it was happening, you know, my husband and I talked about it a lot. I, even to the day that it closed, I was like, I still can't see myself here. I just can't see myself here. And then when it happened, it's like, okay, now I can. It's done. Well, didn't have much choice. It was done, you know. But I think that's an example of we give ourselves permission, and then we still hold ourselves back. And that means you're not fully stepping into that turned-on life. That means you're not coming out of the closet that you need to come out of to be fully present. So what are some of the things you do to give yourself full permission to just go into things?
I mean, I think I'll give you an actual example right now, again, of that place where it felt edgy for me, is around, I've been obsessed with burlesque dancing for I don't know how long. I've gone to shows in all of the major cities. I'm obsessed with it. At one point, one of my roommates was a burlesque dancer, and I actually studied it for a little bit. I was trading with a woman that's been in the industry for like 30 years, this amazing woman. And I was teaching her tarot and she was teaching me like private lessons and everything. And I was like, okay, this is the year. And I still didn't do it, right? Still scared, still in this place. And everyone else, you know, anyone I tell, of course, Natalie, we could totally see you doing that. And, but it's just my own personal thing. There's something about it, Rick. I've been trying to figure out what it is, but I think it's that place of, I think from little, I've always wanted to be a performer in some way, right? Like that little dream that, like, I love dancing. I want to be on stage, but I felt like that's not for me, right? I'm that person, you know, that's for other people, but that's not for me. I'm a writer. And that even took a while, but like, I'm a coach. I'm a business person. I'm the like more logical one. I'm not a performer. I don't have that kind of a talent or creativity. Like, I don't get to have that life, you know? And so it just has
been. But isn't that interesting, the stories that we create?
Oh, hugely. I'm like, no one told me that. Well, right. I mean, there was one person that was like around the acting thing, but even sure. still, like.
Yeah, but even think about this. If it's the one person, it's still a story. It's one person who said that. Now, here's where, and I know everybody's heard this before in different ways. It's when you buy into the story.
Yeah.
I mean, even getting ready to move, I was not buying into the story that I could live where I wanted to live based on what I wanted to enjoy on a daily basis. I could live in a house where when I stared out the window, I could actually see myself writing my next book. But I still couldn't buy fully into the belief that that could happen. And so I think it's those stories that are the thing that get in the way of us being fully turned on. Same way it happens in the sexual arena. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be really good in bed. Or, you know, my last sex partner said, you know, oh, you don't have a, you know, whatever, big enough penis. Or, you know, you don't know how to really be sensual. But that was that one person, and then suddenly we buy into that story, and then we don't get turned on in the way that we know we can be turned on. And then we lose. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I think this part around, you know, I know dancing brings me so much joy, right? It is the thing that turns me on a lot. And so I do it on kind of like a different scale. Like I go out dancing. I go out blues dancing. I do all of that. But then again, this place, this like elusive place of, but this I want. And do I give myself permission to have it? Do I give myself permission to be that happy? Even if I suck at it, who cares, right? But like, right. Because I'm doing it because I love to do it. And so, you know, I was talking about this with my sibling recently, and he did drag for a year. And so he's definitely like, he embraced his performer side, right? And he just like totally owned that side. And the more I talked to him about it, I just realized I need that accountability. You know, I need that support in a way. Like this is something that's really hard for me to do on my own because those gremlin voices are so loud.
Yep.
Right? And so I just like, as soon as I spoke it and I told him, you know, I think this year for me, because it's my diamond year, it's the like being visible, being bright, being happy, shining. Mm-hmm. That's part of it for me to kind of do the things that are scary for me, but that I really, really want to do. And he's like, okay, we're doing it. I'm like, really? He's like, yep, I'll help you with like I'll help you with moves and I'll help you with costuming, you know, and just like fully is on my team now. And so to have that both support and accountability, you know, he's like, we're going to put a date on the calendar that, you know, this is when you're going to do your first video and you're going to learn it and you're going to do the thing. And it's still scary. Like, holy shit, that means I actually have to do it, you know? And then that other part of, okay, public accountability and like posting about the shoes that I bought. I'm like, all right, people, it begins, you know, and kind of myself accountable to my followers.
Here's one thing that I think most of us don't do that helps us when we get in these places is to say, what happens on the other side once I've actually gotten to do this? And not the negative stuff. What's the good that happens when Natalie is done having done her first burlesque dance show?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's that beautiful thing that we need to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do enough of that. I mean, if you and I woke up every day to do our podcast and we thought, okay, are people going to download this? Are people going to listen? If we did all the normal stuff that most podcasters go through, there wouldn't probably be any podcasts out there because nobody would ever start. I know for me, I wake up every day and even like today when a guest can't, I'm like, you know what? This thing's going to happen. It's going to happen the way it's meant to happen. And if nobody listens, I don't care. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. I love using my voice. I love having connections with people. I love hearing stories. And as long as I've known Natalie, this is one thing I never knew. I never knew about this whole burlesque thing. And I find it totally cool. I find it such a cool turn on that you're going to go do this thing and you're going to push yourself to that limit, to that place where it doesn't make you feel comfortable. but you want it so badly.
Thank you. I know. And this is what I mean by, it's just funny the places that we have our edges, and I honestly don't judge anyone's edge. And that's because I've coached people around that, even with their sexual edges, right? For me, my sexual edge might be going to a sex party. For you, your sexual edge might be giving a blowjob, you mm-hmm. know, like, who knows what each person's edge is, the place that I haven't actually explored, mm-hmm. but have had curiosity around and want to just know for myself what that's like. And then I get to decide, because I might do it and feel like, cool, that was done. This was great. I don't want to do it anymore. Or I could totally be obsessed with it and be like, okay, we did the first little video at home that I shared with people. Now I want to go on stage and I want to mm-hmm. find an open like mic night, you know, who knows? I don't know what that path is. Permission to change your mind at any point along the road.
But at the core of all of this for you, it's something that turns you on.
It does. I love it. Yeah, totally.
And I think when we allow ourselves to tap into it, and I don't know if you guys heard it in her voice, the minute I asked that question, her voice changed to totally, I love it. And you could even hear it in the tone because it turns her on. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the exercises I love to have clients do is close their eyes and stand in, I know this can sound stupid, stand in front of a mirror, close your eyes, and talk about the things that make you happy and just listen to your tone of voice. And then open your eyes and say the same thing. And there's a reason I have them do this, because what you hear when your eyes are closed is going to be completely different than what you hear when your eyes are open. Because the minute you look at yourself in the mirror and you start listening to yourself, you're going to start judging yourself. But if you don't have your eyes open, the experience is totally different. And I think this is the beauty of truly starting to dial in and learn to live your turned on life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love the voice piece. It's true, because I think that resonance, the passion, you can hear it. It's obvious.
It is obvious.
Right, like you said. And so how can we learn to tune into our own passions mm-hmm. and hear it for ourselves, like, oh no, this is actually a thing that really turns me on and is mm-hmm. a real passion of mine.
Absolutely. So we are already at the end of the time, but it's always such
how a does this always happen,
right? I know it's like we're just getting really warmed up and going again, but
it's so, okay, we'll leave them
so wanting more. So you said you typically pick three words. Do you have your three words already picked for this year? Are you still working on them?
You know, this year it's one word. It's because I picked a word big enough to kind of hold it all, but it's diamond.
It's awesome.
Yeah, because to me it just represents so much. It represents strength. It represents shining. It represents being precious and rare. It represents also the multifacets. You know, there's just so much for me that it kind of represents that I felt like, okay, this word, the majesty, the right. mysticism, the prisms, the rainbow, right? Like right. when the light shines on it, it just, there's so much for it for me this year. And I wish that for everybody. I mean, everyone that I'm talking to, I'm like, it's your diamond year too.
Exactly. And I think this is so powerful when we step into these spaces where we can start to harness things that really light us up, turn us on, and choosing words is so powerful. It's something that kind of like holds you accountable in a way that only you can hold yourself accountable to, because you're choosing the words that help you say, this is what this is going to represent to me. So I'm so glad you shared it with you. I encourage everyone who's listening to think about picking a word or three words.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go much more than three, quite honestly. I've had clients pick five. I'm like, okay, that's good, but now you're going to try to make a sentence out of these. Take three words three's a good one.
Yeah, because last year for me, the words were bliss, acceptance, and devotion. Mm-hmm. And I felt like those three together really felt powerful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not more than three, but just things. Just and more feelings or qualities that you want for yourself or for your year or for your goals.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing yourself once again.
No, Thanks, Rick. You're awesome. Yeah.
And just being here and allowing us to learn what really truly is about being turned on and living your free life. So with that, I think Natalie and I are going to say goodbye to everyone. And we'll be back with another episode very soon of Life Uncloseted.
All right, there you have it. Another episode of Life Uncloseted has come to an end, but that's okay. We're going to be back in just a couple of days sharing more stories, tips, tricks, and wisdom for helping you live your life uncloseted. And you know what? You can share it too. Just take a few moments if you like and if you believe in this podcast and share it with someone you know today. Share it from your phone, go share it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you are. Maybe even give us a rating and review because you know what? It's all about the planet living their life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemons, host of the show and the guy who helps you make those big, bold moves. And I hope you never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to living your life uncloseted. Catch you real soon. Take care, everyone.